Happy Monday. Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, we have comedian Paul Farvar joining the show. And a check-in from South Florida, we have Amy Guth. From the WGN radio podcast, I'm Spiritual, Dammit, which will be live October 7th at the Chicago Podcast Festival, we have Jen Weigel. And it's apple season. That's why we have the Lincoln Square apple picking team of Nicole, Shelley, and Caitlin joining us at 11:35. And it's New Music Monday with Radio Free Honduras. We'll also be welcoming our friends from Stage 773 to the show with a special guest appearance by Representative Sarah Feigenholz. And now, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago, Illinois, the one and only Patty Vasquez.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me are comedians. Well, Jen Weigel, you're a comedian too, an author and journalist and broadcaster. We also have comedian Paul Farvar Esquire. He's a lawyer. I have to talk to them in just a little bit because on the line with us is also radio host, author, journalist, documentarian,
filmmaker.
Yeah. Amy Guth joins us. She is helping provide disaster relief in every way she can down in South Florida. And we want to go and talk to her. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. But more importantly, thank you so much for the work you're doing down there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here and be doing useful things at a time when a lot of people still really need some basic necessities covered. So I'm happy to be here and able to do things that are useful for people right now.
Well, how much damage is there to homes, to buildings, roads? What are you seeing right now?
Well, at this point, this many days out from Hurricane Irma, it really depends on the area. A lot of areas have the resources to recover pretty quickly, but there's some more remote areas that, you know, we're talking about population groups that maybe did not have a lot to begin with, didn't necessarily have very, very sturdy Hurricane Andrew regulated housing, things like that. So we're seeing a lot of mobile home areas and smaller structures that were really impacted quite hard. A lot of downed trees, still a lot of people without power. It's becoming restored. There's a lot of linemen here from around the country that I've been seeing and talking to that are working so, so hard getting power back to people. I talked with one guy a couple of days ago, and I said, "How long are you here for?" And he said, "I don't know. However long it takes is how long I'm here." So it's really a matter of, getting people, because the heat is really quite unbelievable. It was in the, mid-upper 90s today, and it's very humid down here. So, getting power returned to people is so essential, because that's really, people can start kind of getting it back together and getting a normal routine back in order once they have power and a refrigerator and air conditioning and, things like that.
Are there a lot of people that are still in shelters, or the people that you're working with tend to be people who are able to stay in their homes?
There's a lot of people that I've talked to. I would say pretty mixed, but there are still plenty of shelters open, both for responders, staff shelters, as well as residential shelters. You know, there's a lot of people that really don't have the resources to just kind of like go home and fix it all back up. So there's a lot of people waiting on FEMA adjusters or their insurance adjusters or both. But then there, you have elderly residents that maybe don't have family nearby, don't have, maybe they're on a fixed income and really just don't, have the resources to just kind of pick back up and move or something like that. So there's a lot of really, difficult situations. So really a lot of what I'm doing down here is very worker-y. It's really just helping people, helping support people at a time that's really scary for them. And that's, getting them some basic things like food and water and shelter and just kind of helping them get through this initial part so that they can have those things they don't need to worry about that, so they can just start to rebuild. And, I'm happy to be able to do that.
Well, I'm glad that you and so many people are rolling up their sleeves and helping so many of the suffering people in Florida. And you and I talked briefly off the air that there is anxiety about trying to get help to Puerto Rico as well. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there is a lot of anxiety around Puerto Rico. The disaster relief organization that I'm working with and that I've worked with for a number of years, they're also, thinking about that too. You know, the trick with Puerto Rico, and a lot of people are expressing a lot of frustration on social media about, you know, why aren't the resources getting there? And there's a number of political reasons that we could devote a whole show to. But, you know, one of the main reasons is the airport is only really just started allowing people in. On Saturday afternoon, there was a flight that flew in 80 relief workers, supplies, and other materials. And so that was just Saturday afternoon. We have Delta, I think they're going to do two flights on Tuesday. United just did a couple of flights. So it's really, I mean, it's so limited because there's so many people stranded at the airport in Puerto Rico because it just wasn't usable. And the big part of that, a big, big reason there, is because there was air traffic control equipment that was damaged so badly. There's a very manual system. There's boarding passes being written by hand. There's a slot system for aircraft. I mean, it's very error prone, right? There's a lot of things that could be, you know, that could not go well because of you know, just human error and chaos. Add in extreme heat. You have people that are unable to get money out of ATMs. And so people are stuck at the airport running out of food and money. And it's hot. I mean, there's a lot of frustration. And the situation is so dire in Puerto Rico, particularly when we're talking about, you know, hearing numbers like 3 to 6 months without power. So I think there's a lot of concern about getting into Puerto Rico. But you have so many infrastructure issues going on there that there's kind of an issue of, okay, how do we all get into Puerto Rico and be useful? Because there was initially concern about not only Puerto Rico, but some other areas of the Caribbean about how do you get relief aid workers in there when there's barely enough food to go around for the residents. So, you know, there's a lot that local Puerto Rican authorities have been trying to do just with what they have. At the moment, I hope that we'll start to see some improvement in the next several days as that airport gets open. The airport has said that they are going to try to increase the flights daily. And so I think they're looking at trying to get, they got about 20 in today total. So I think they're trying to make 30 or 40 tomorrow and try to get, you know, more and more done every day. But it's going to be a slow process just because of a lot of infrastructure issues, particularly around air travel, because we're looking at damaged radars and navigational aids and things like that. It's just really prohibiting flights when things have to be done manually.
I know it's amazing to watch. You know, Annabella Val in Chicago has her parents in Puerto Rico. She's been communicating with them. Fortunately, the building that they live in survived, and they have a backup generator. But she's been posting Facebook Live videos, sometimes with audio of her parents talking about what's happening, sometimes in English and sometimes in Spanish. And I didn't realize how many people still are not able to get in contact with family members because they're in an area where they don't have any power. They don't have access to cell phones. And so there's a lot of fear and just so hopelessness, really. For people who want to help, who are in a position to reach out and do something, what do you recommend that people do to feel less helpless and to help out?
Well, there's a lot of volunteer organizations. I would look to see who is going to be there with disaster responders. Red Cross has been around a long time. They do a lot of great work. That's a great organization to support. But here's what I would caution. A lot of well-meaning people donate items that we assume will be needed. And sometimes there's regulations around disaster response organizations about taking things from individuals. A lot of times you can take, say, like food products from a company or a commercial kitchen, but not from an individual. So while it feels like the right thing to like show up with, here, I made pancakes for everybody.
Right.
You probably won't be able to do it just for health code reasons.
Sure.
And everybody will feel bad. So a lot of times, you know, people will gather clothes and donate that. I say it's really important to listen to what people who are there are saying they need. You know, there's a lot of conversations happening right now about prioritizing power in Puerto Rico and even to some degree here still in South Florida. You know, when you don't have power, okay, there's generator, but can you afford a generator? Can you afford to keep the generator going? And when you have limited generator resources, do you put that towards keeping the room cool or do you put that towards other needs? You know, you have to be really selective. So I think it's really important to listen to what disaster response organizations who are there on the ground in a disaster say that they need, because sometimes they don't need clothes. Sometimes they really just say, hey, we need money so we can buy gasoline locally to fill generators, or it would cost us more to ship your generator here, so help us just buy generators here in Puerto Rico, things like that. So I think it's really important to find a relief organization that you know will be there on the ground and line that up with something that you believe in. You know, I mentioned Red Cross because they do so much work in a lot of different areas, from sheltering to feeding, et cetera. But also, you know, if you're an animal lover, there's a lot of animal rescue organizations that have disaster response teams that go in and take animals that have been sitting in shelters. They'll take them back to their own state or wherever, so that the shelter can be clear for local pets to be reunited with their owners. So there's a lot of different ways people can be involved, but really at the end of the day, a lot of organizations need cash, cash donations. And I know that may not feel as meaningful, but if you can't give cash, give time. That's a big one too. Even if you can't deploy and come to a disaster-stricken area, you know, there's plenty of, you know, there's disaster relief organization offices around the world. And I know there are many in Chicago that need time. And so if you can spend an hour or two volunteering to, you know, do something administrative or support people who have deployed, I know that goes a very long way.
It's time to roll up our sleeves the way Amy Guth and so many hundreds, and if not thousands of people are doing in Texas, in Florida, where people are going to need help, in Puerto Rico, in islands in the Caribbean, in Mexico. We have people who are struggling as well. It's so much happening, and so glad that we have someone like Amy Guth, and again, the people that you're working with in all those areas. Amy, we wish you the best. I know that you are, you know, please get some rest. I'm so grateful that you stayed up late tonight with us. You can follow her on Twitter. Are you able to post anything, or are you holding off on anything like that?
I'm not posting much. I mean, I keep a special journal. Like I said, I've been with this organization for quite a number of years, and I have a journal where I keep some kind of special or thoughtful or touching or heartbreaking moments that I set aside, and I kind of don't want to relinquish them on Twitter. But I would say I'm really struck in moments like this. You know, I think we walk around the city day in and day out and go, gosh, people are terrible sometimes, you know, but in moments like this, I think we see such beautiful and touching humanity. I have seen many instances of partners being so tender to one another in the middle of chaos, and the resilience, especially of children, but people in general. You know, I've run across some children who are really making the best of tough situations and kind of happily, obliviously, you know, they're just kind of like playing with a box and saying, this is a sandbox and this is fun and we get to ditch school today. I don't know why mom and dad are stressed out. You know? and you know, kudos to children who can kind of keep that kind of joy going in the middle of chaos. And for people that, you know, you roll up and you check on them and say, do you have power? Do you need anything? I have food or snacks or whatever. And they say, you know what, I don't have much, but I have enough. Can you go check on my neighbor? I think that's so, you know, that's such a small thing, but it's so powerful and beautiful and really is very touching when you see people pulling together as a community and moving forward as a community.
It truly is. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and, again, all your hard work. Our Amy Guth is down in South Florida, and whenever you have a chance to check back with us, we don't want to bother you. So, you know, get your rest, will you? Go to sleep.
I will. I have an early morning. Lots to do in the morning.
You have a whole area to clear. We're going to have to assign you like a grid. Thank you,
right,
Amy.
I need a tracker. All right. Thanks, Patty.
Have a good one. We are hanging out in the Allstate Showcase studio more with Jen Weigel, who's got who has a podcast coming up. She's going to be part of the podcast fest at the Old Town School of Music on October 7th. More after this on 720. Oh, and Paul's here too. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio on October 7th. We are thrilled to be part of the podcast fest, which is going to be at the Old Town School of Folk Music. You can go to WGNradio.com for tickets. Jen Weigel is hosting. Is it going to be on Spiritual Dammit?
I'm going to be part of many, right? It's going to be
a cast of
characters.
Yes,
so, I'll have a slot. I'm right after Guth and Hupke. They'll be talking politics, and then I'll be talking spirituality, damn it.
I think that's perfect. I think that's a good way to go. You know why? Because they're both otherworldly.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We're so polarities.
Yes. Yes,
you're,
Michael.
You're right after sound sessions.
Oh, am I after sound sessions?
And Guth and Hupke is the one who's starting that edition of the show.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
Which is fantastic shows all around.
I think that's all good transition because you have this sort of, you know, raring to go political conversation, you get some music, and then you get people, you know, talking about... Are you going to have a medium with you?
I don't always travel with mediums. People think that I only have psychics in my suitcase because that's what I do
psychics
with my
internet. Oh my God, why do you not have that as a title of your book?
Or maybe at least that'll be my fifth book.
A one-woman show, I think, is Psychic in My Suitcase.
No, I think it's going to be ghostwriting for mediums, which is what I'm doing now, truly.
Oh,
isn't that ironic? For mediums who talk to ghosts.
I love that.
But no, I will have actually a woman with me who I've written about in my first and second book. Therese Rowley, she's a CEO consultant, went to Kellogg, you know, very, very intelligent woman, one of 11 kids, grew up Catholic in Chicago, and she also talks to dead people. So she's the ultimate combo platter. But she likes to
think of herself. She doesn't tell people that, like, at business meetings.
No, it doesn't really come up when she's talking to a CEO, you know, at a big company.
But if they Google her, do they see it and then get nervous?
Well, people know? She's very proud of the intuitive nature of her business, but she literally was like, I don't want to talk to Uncle Leo if he's on the other side. I want to help you build your business.
Okay.
And if you can't build your business because you're so sad about Uncle Leo, then maybe he'll show up. But it's all about alignment and being successful for her. That's like her whole MO.
Did you see this post? I don't know if you know this group of friends on Facebook, but one of them was missing her ring. And somebody, she was like,
yes,
hey.
Stephanie Rogers. Musician, right. Fabulous woman. She said, you know, help me, psychic friends. How do I get my ring? And everybody was chiming in with their two cents. And this is what I tell to people. A couple of people said, get quiet, get meditative, ask your grandma, where is it? This is the stuff we have all the time. You as a mother, Patty, we have intuition. We just discount it. We think we have to call somebody or post, you know what I mean? It's like, but also St. Anthony is pretty darn good at finding lost stuff.
Oh, good to know.
Tony, come around. Something's lost that can't be found.
But they helped her find it. Paul, they helped her find it on Facebook. One of the people on Facebook, apparently, she's in California and has this sort of sense. Mm-hmm. And she said it's near
something
green.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
And Stephanie took a picture.
Grass.
That was kind of what she thought, but it was a beaded, like a bracelet. So there were like lots of strings of it. So she said she thought it was like hose. But if
grass bracelet.
Grass. Okay. Grass. Bracelet.
Baby fish mouth.
Sorry. Wait a minute. What movie is that from? Is that from Harry Met Sally?
No. When Harry Met Sally. Yes.
Yes.
When they're playing
Pictionary.
Yeah, Pictionary. Exactly.
With Bruno Kirby and Carrie Fisher.
Thank you for getting my random reference. I love that.
Yes. It's one of my favorite movies, and they're two of the most underappreciated couples on screen was Bruno Kirby and Carrie Fisher.
Agreed.
Oh my God.
Who made that movie.
Okay, I'm sorry, Paul.
I forgot that was Carrie Fisher, actually.
Yes.
Oh, she's so good.
Yes, you're right. I know you're right.
I'm excited about your podcast, and this is going to be live on stage. This is the thing is that they hear us, you know, yapping it up on the air, but now do you take questions from the audience?
Well, we will, and I can, and that's what I miss so much. I love doing the I'm Spiritual Damn It podcast. I mean, like, we posted a podcast today with Billy Corgan talking about spirituality and all things creative and his new album and blah blah blah. It's great, but we can't take live calls in a podcast, and like, you have the show and you can talk to your listeners. I miss that element so much, so it'll be great to be able to do that at the Podcast Fest.
That'll be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of pictures of you and Billy Corgan.
Oh God, he's my buddy. We haven't even held hands.
Paul,
guys,
was wondering,
he has a partner.
No, I mean, Jen and I have talked about it because I have a joke that I do about Billy when I met him, but yeah, he's like my all-time hero. And every time people send me, because I talk about taking a picture with him once a long time ago, and people send me pictures of him when they're with him. And then Jen, you always have pictures of him like...
Yeah, he's like my brother. Yeah. I don't know. We really have a great friendship.
He's got a movie coming out too.
Yes, and his new music is like the soundtrack to that. We did a podcast for I'm Spiritual Damn It, you know, in his home, and you can hear cicadas in the background blue jays. And I'm like, Bennett, can we edit those out? It's like, you kind of can't edit out cicadas.
I love that.
It's legit. But I also have a show tomorrow and I don't want to give away some tickets. Can I give some tickets?
Sure.
To your listeners?
Of course.
At the Womit Theater with Cindy Myers, the pet whisperer. She's the animal whisperer.
She's from Oregon.
Yeah, she's
we
from
had her
Oregon.
On when you
back
were
back
on...
in March. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are crazy about their animals, and apparently she talks to them if they're alive and anxious. She can tell you why. She can talk to the dead ones too, but she really wants to help people who have issues with their current living animal friends. So you don't have to bring your animals to the Womit Theater, but you can just bring yourself and their name.
Have you had? bring you know the name of your pet. Do you ever have people trying to bring, like, you know, cats and
oh, people have totally brought
ferrets.
You've done so many shows at the Wilmot Theater too, Patty. Haven't you ever been there when somebody brings their tiny keychain dog?
No,
it's happening more and more.
Yeah. I'm not.
Like in their purse. They think that we're not going to notice.
I wouldn't go off on somebody for bringing their dog someplace that I would rather they not have their dog.
I mean, if it's not a service dog, it's kind of not allowed.
It's a little presumptuous.
Yeah.
So everybody around you, I might not be allergic or, you know.
Right.
But I want to be in an area with the dog that takes care of itself in a grooming way that I can't reach.
You know, and I have to stress that, you know, I have not.
I love dogs.
I don't have a pet right now. I have had throughout my life. But some people are just so completely bonkers. They're more excited for the pet psychic. And apparently there was a pet psychic on with Ryan and Kelly. Is that who her partner is now? Kelly Ripa?
Yeah.
I don't keep track.
I'm on Ryan. Now. Okay. That's in the morning.
In the morning. I know. We're usually sleeping at that time. But anyway, bottom line is they had some pet communicator and I got all these texts. Hey, if Kelly Ripa's doing it. I'm like, oh, so now it's okay?
Oh, great. Oh, sure, sure.
Now it's okay.
Oh, that's annoying.
But whatever. We just, you know, we have a great time up there.
So this is going to be tomorrow at the Wilmot Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. And how do we give away? Let's give away these tickets. Let's pick a number. You guys have to be psychics. What number is Jen thinking of?
Okay.
There you go. Between what? What's the number?
Between 1 and 20.
Between 1 and 20. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. This is your chance to be a psychic.
Uh-huh.
Guess the number that Jen Weigel is thinking of for a pair of tickets.
You have to be able to go tomorrow, though.
Can they text it, too? Or no?
Yeah, they can text it.
Okay.
They can text 312-981-7200 for a pair of tickets to see... I know Cindy Myers, who is going to be at the Wilmot Theater with Jen Weigel. They are doing a discussion, talking about communicating with your animals.
Totally. She's an engineer who was in the military, so she did a complete 180.
So she's not playing.
Yeah, you know, she's not playing around.
Jen will also be at Podcast Fest. It's going to be on October 7th at the Old Town School of Folk Music. You know where that is, over by Dare. I love that theater, by the way. It's such a nice space.
Pretty.
Go to WGNradio.com for tickets. If you buy tickets to one group of podcasts. Hers is going to be from 9:30 to 11. It's going to start with Guth and Hupke on politics, sound sessions with our very own Michael Heidemann, and I'm Spiritual Damn It with Jen Weigel. Is it one N or two N's?
Oh, that part is whatever you want.
That part bothers me. I have to be specific. What do you want?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think one N for Jen. It's just the two Fs that gets everybody messed up because my mom tried to be original. So it's Jennifer Fur. And everyone's like, you put another F in there.
Yeah.
It's like kind of the way it is in my birth certificate. Promise.
Let's see what Susan says. Susan, okay. All right. So Jen, this is, okay. Now meditate. Okay. Send vibes to Susan. Hopefully she's got the number. Susan, what number is Jen thinking of?
13?
No.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, but you... Yeah.
Hold on. Hand the line. We'll see who's closest. Hold on one second.
Who's closest?
Let's go with Jim.
Somebody's going to get it. I know it.
Okay, concentrate, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you send vibes to Jen.
Be the mentalist here, Jim. I have faith in you.
Come on. What's the number, Jim?
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you thinking of it?
I'm totally thinking of it.
19.
No.
No. All right, hold on. Stay on the line. We've got a texter. What's the texter say?
708. Guess what I was going to guess, which is 17.
That's it? Do we have a winner?
Are you serious?
I was going to. Well, that's my lucky number.
Well, because you're sitting next to me. Is that your lucky number? So then maybe I picked up 17 because I was sitting next to you. See, we're all intuitive people. Don't give up your power.
Pat called in and got the wrong number, but 17 wins.
Yeah, all right. Who is our texter? Who is our winner?
We'll get the information.
Oh, let's get our friends in from Apple Fest, too. More after this on 720. More with Jen Weigel when we come back on 720 WGN. And Paul, too. He's here. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm so excited. I saw someone walk in the studio. It was funny because I believe Jen Weigel and I both squealed. And no disrespect to comedian Paul Farvar, to Nicole, to Caitlin. Nicole, who is the new director of the Chamber of Commerce?
I'm the director of special events.
Director of special events with the Chamber of Commerce for Lincoln Square Ravenswood?
Yes.
And I promise I will try to squeal for you. And Caitlin, I didn't mean to squeal for Shelley Young in ways that seemed weird, but I'm really excited that she's back. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm doing very well. How are you tonight?
And have I had you on the show, too?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so. Okay, good. But I have to promise with a squealing. Now the pressure's on, Shelley. It's all your fault. I just want you to know. You make people squeal. Does that happen to you a lot? Where people go, oh my God, Shelley Young.
Every day.
Every day, people squeal.
If I don't squeal. Get one squeal, is not a good day.
It's very exciting to have you back in studio. You are one of the most remarkable people I've ever met and had the pleasure of having him. And Paul, again, no disregard to you. I apologize.
That's fine. Actually, we knew each other, too. I've known a couple people here.
All right, then fine. It's all very good stuff.
I'll let you guys talk.
Well, Applefest. Nicole, tell us about Applefest and what people can expect for this wonderful festivity.
Well, believe it or not, it's the 30th anniversary of Applefest.
Get out of here.
We are super excited for that. It's the second year we're doing 2 days. And just tons of Apple-themed items, a lot of local businesses coming out, selling their wares, artists, a lot of food, everything with an Apple component to
everything
it.
Everything with all things Apple.
All things Apple. It's a nice way to usher in fall, and it's a great daytime event. 2-day street festival, 9 to 6. There's stuff for everybody. We've got a live music stage with a lot of great bands that you're going to have one of them on pretty shortly.
Okay.
Also a kids area with kids entertainment going on all day and craft activities. We're doing an apple pie bake-off where Shelley is going to be one of the judges on that. And we also are doing, we did this Where's Corey event leading up to it where kids could go to local businesses and find like a cutout Corey, kind of like Apple Core, but like a Corey. And they have the chance to win prizes if they turn it in at the event. So we're really excited, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry to say that I'm not going to be in town. When they asked me to be a part of this, and I'm honored, by the way, please, I wrote Lisa back, and please tell her that I was honored to be asked to be a part of this. I have to travel this week, and I am going to miss Shelley. I'm going to miss my new friend, Caitlin. Caitlin, tell us about feedyourheadfoods.com.
So Feed Your Head Foods is a vegan business in Chicago. It is my business partner and myself. We've owned the business for about 7 years. I became her partner 3 years ago. And we do farmers markets, street festivals, a little bit of wholesale, delicious, delicious vegan treats for everyone.
And vegan has become, I think that for a while it was sort of this something to be mocked or like, oh, you know, you can't be troubled with all the plant and dairy, can you? But now it's, I mean, all the meat and dairy, but now it's become really, there's such a creative way to deliver so many different flavors and it's exciting.
Absolutely. It's the scene has totally changed over the last 10 years. There's so many more products available. There's so many more interesting ways to think about food. And, you know, it's a big conversation with everybody's food allergies and sensitivities coming more to the forefront that we just get to offer what we make.
What you got in the way of apples this year?
So we're doing a very heavy apple-themed
menu. It seems appropriate.
So we're going to have some apple hand pies, which are kind of like turnovers, but with pie dough.
Okay.
Apple pie cinnamon rolls. Maple bourbon apple sausage with an apple slaw.
Come on.
And then apple coffee cake, as well as chili cheese nachos and gyros.
Now, what? Okay. So, Shelley, I have so many more questions for you, but I have to take a hard break here before we have a long conversation about Apple Fest. We may have to call a rep, too, because there's some stuff going on statewide, but we're going to keep you guys. And we talked about hurricane relief efforts, so we kind of got a little bit jangled because we want to cover everything and give you guys the airtime to promote the Apple Fest, which is this weekend. I have so much information in front of me. I want to make sure I've got it. The 30th annual Lincoln Square Fest, September 30th and October 1st from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Lincoln Avenue. We'll talk more about that when we come back on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are celebrating the 30th annual Lincoln Square Ravenswood Apple Fest. And it's fall to its core. I love it. I love it. And we're thrilled to welcome Caitlin McGlone, who is with Feed Your Head. Go to feedyourheadfoods.com. We also have Nicole Benjamin, who's the director of special events with Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. And Shelley Young, who just gave me a t-shirt. Thank you for this t-shirt, by the way.
You're welcome.
With the chopping block. Everybody knows the chopping block. Yeah. Everyone gets very excited. My mom was, you haven't taken me there yet. I don't know why you haven't taken me there. So I have to take my mom to chopping block.
Yeah, you do.
Although my mom wants to go to Mexico right now.
Well, that's
Mexico City.
We'd have a hard time competing with Mexico.
Yeah, but she wants to go to Mexico City. Can we tell my mom it's not a good time to go to Mexico City?
Maybe not. Yeah,
she's going anyway. Okay. I know my city. I know which parts are okay. So she wants to, no, she, I want to see it before it's gone. I'm not sure if that's the way she put it, but that's the way it sounded. Yeah. We'll talk more about Apple Fest. We had to check in with Representative Sarah Feigenholz and more with our guests and talk about the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Apple Fest. Again, this Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with just way too many treats. More treats than we deserve, Paul Farvar.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I ate it all.
Did you already finish your pie and your turnover?
Well, I thought, yeah. I didn't eat dinner, so.
He just plowed through a delicious piece of apple pie from Shelley Young, the chopping block guru, who's been teaching people how to cook for over 19 years. Can you taste every bite?
Yeah, I ate it.
And Caitlin's turnover, by the way,
too, all of it.
And
she's so good.
They're both very pleased. Amazing. They're both very pleased with you. I was talking about politics off the air. That's what I was just trying to talk about the state of Illinois, and we're gonna do that on Friday, not tonight. So Representative Feigenholz, we've left her to drift off to sleep because she was at the Cubs game tonight. I did not want. Now, Shelley, are you a Cubs fan?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how's it? Are you a Cubs fan?
Yeah.
You are? Did you watch the game tonight?
You know what? I'm not from Chicago, and I was here for a very long time before I understood that you weren't supposed to be a Cubs and a White Sox fan.
Oh, you couldn't do both?
I still find that very confusing, so I like
unsettling,
both.
Even?
Because I said, okay, I'm from Chicago. Why wouldn't I want to root for both of them? But I guess it's not legal.
It's legal.
It's frowned upon.
It's
frown upon me. Go ahead.
No, I won't frown upon you.
I
but
like
so,
them both.
So you like them both.
I want them both to win. I'm sorry.
What's your favorite? What color do you like better, black or blue?
Blue. I'm just kidding.
All right then. I'm just saying. Shelley, you've got how many years have you been a part of the Apple Fest at Lincoln Square Ravenswood?
The Lincoln Square location has been open 12 years, and we started I think the year before, so I think 13.
13 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Lucky 13.
And what were your thoughts the first time you saw this festival descend upon?
Well, there. The former owner of the Timeless Toys was dressed as an apple.
Okay, fair.
Uh-huh, and that was a lot of fun. The apple pie eating contest, I didn't know pie could come out of your nose.
Oh,
that
happens.
Was shocking
sure.
to That's... me. That was shocking.
When apples attack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was a blast. I mean, it really is a great event for the whole family, and that's really fun. You know, you can have your beer, but there's also stuff for kids to do, and it's really it's fun.
Well, apples, you know, and of course we talk about apple pie as being American, and if, you know, the fall comes and people go to all these farms in the area and they go apple picking. What is it about the apple for you though that is irresistible? Because for me, I love putting it with pork chops. I like, you know, there's certain like turkey sausages I'll put it with, or I can use it for, and obviously dessert, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And just eating it by itself.
Well, you know what? I think it just, you know, it's kind of has, you know, a savory quality and a sweet quality
does.
And all different kinds of textures. And I mean, they're just really fun. One of my favorite presents that I ever got was from Deborah Shore from the Water Reclamation, you know, from the Water Reclamation Center, whatever. She gave me I had made a bunch of apple pies for some fundraiser, and she gave me this giant basket of apples with like 100 different heirloom varieties.
Oh.
And with little, in each little bag, and you know, every one of them was delightful and different and, you know, fantastic. So
that's quite the gift. Yeah. Do you have a favorite type of apple?
No.
No, okay. You don't want anyone to be insulted. Fair
no.
enough.
Mm-mm. No, I've already done that with the baseball, I guess.
No, you're fine. You're probably. Safe. You're safe with friends. Nicole, do you have a favorite apple?
Well, typically I'm a typical Midwesterner. I love Honeycrisps. But we also have a farmer's market in Lincoln Square, so I've been turned on recently to Ruby Mac apples, too.
Ruby Macs?
Red and tart and delicious.
No.
Are those the ones they have at 7-Eleven, or is that different?
Probably not at 7-Eleven.
Those are Red Deliciouses.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think those are Red Delicious?
Those are Red Delicious, which...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Ruby Mac's got a little more...
It'll do in a pinch, but it's not preferred. How's
yes.
that? I don't want to offend
Red
any of the...
Red Delicious are probably delicious if they were a little... Maybe fresher than at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I would. If you're choosing between your donut and your apple, go for the donut.
Oh, really?
No. That sounds terrible. I'm just teasing.
I already mentally went to the donut before I came.
It's all fine.
But I'll add whatever your favorite apple is with a slice of aged Gouda.
Oh, excellent pair. Hello. Excellent. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Where are you from originally, Nicole? Oh, I know, because you guys were talking about
Lincolnwood.
Yes,
yeah. And Paul Farivar.
We grew up together before I moved to the tough streets of Oak Brook. Yeah.
Yes, we played together as children.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you now? Have you seen each other since?
No.
Come on.
That's what I was just telling you. We just
This is the first time you've seen each other since you were little.
Since '83. Yeah.
Yes, I think we visited when you moved to Oak Brook once or twice, and.
And that was it?
That was it.
You never to be seen again until today.
Did you miss him a little bit?
I always wondered what happened.
There he is.
Now you know.
Now you know. Oh, I wish it was still a mystery. Did you wonder about Nicole?
She did too. Yeah. I mean, I remember their family. Our families were really close.
Yeah. Not that close. Community. You haven't seen each other since 1983.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know the what happened. I'm gonna investigate and get back to
Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, was there a rift? Do you think that there was a?
I don't think so.
I don't want to open any wounds.
No.
All right. So. Caitlin, do you have any family dramas that I should unpeel on the air?
Oh, I don't think you have time.
All right. I know the feeling. Where are you from originally?
Northwestern Illinois, a town called Freeport, Illinois.
Freeport. We know Freeport, Illinois. It's not that far away, is it?
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half. 2.5 hours northwest the border with Wisconsin.
All right. Is that that's not the pumpkin capital, is it? Which one's the?
Pretzel City.
Pretzel City. I knew it had some sort of a capital thing to it. Why Pretzel City? Was there a manufacturer?
Like, theoretically, a long time ago, there was a pretzel manufacturer in Freeport. Though I don't actually know if that's true. But the public school's high school mascot is indeed a pretzel.
It's a pretzel.
It's the Freeport Pretzels.
Oh, who gets that sad task? I mean,
you know, for a very small amount of time while I was there, there was one student who was pretzel boy, and he'd put on a cape and like a little pretzel hat and run around.
Oh,
so like, there was that.
He's so brave. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, good school spirit.
Does every restaurant try to outdo the other restaurants on pretzels?
No.
Oh, actually, you would think. Why wouldn't you make that like your thing?
I don't know. That's a really excellent question.
I would make that my thing if I was them. What brought you to Chicago?
You know, I went to college in the suburbs and I did theater for 10 years and Chicago was an obvious choice. And then the food scene is so good here.
Yes,
that
it is.
It all just blended together.
What drew you to doing vegan food specifically?
Well, I was vegan.
Okay. And what drew you to being a vegan? How's that for a question?
So tell me about your vegan.
Oh, just for all the reasons. But there just 10 years ago, there wasn't good food.
Okay.
Really, it was all kind of strange. So at the same time, my business partner and I were working separately on new delicious foods, and I was working on pastries, and she was working on meats and cheeses, and then we met up a few years ago and decided to partner up.
I love that. And what's been the response? I mean, because, you know, Chicago is a meat-eating town, but they're, you know, we're also a big eclectic city.
Absolutely. I think the important thing is about the food.
Right.
Not necessarily that it's vegan. Like, our food happens to be vegan, but we just make delicious foods. So we get a lot of people with our outreach at the farmers markets who've never heard of vegan meat or vegan cashew cheese or anything like that. Come up, have conversations, taste the food. Usually they pick something up or cards for their friends who are vegan or vegetarian. And it's been overwhelmingly positive.
I do love that. Everyone's always like, I have a friend who's a vegan. You're like, okay, you know, you don't have to be a vegan to enjoy this. It's vegan food. It's for everyone.
Well, I would say the majority of our customers are not vegan.
There you go. I love that. And that's the thing. I mean, like the food industry in Chicago, you've seen some of this change, haven't you, Shelley?
Yeah, I was just saying that our vegan classes, cooking classes have gotten more and more popular. Now we had a instructor, she actually just left, but she was vegetarian. We have one of our class assistants who's vegan, and so they very much have championed the curriculum, but it's grown, and that's been really exciting for us. We all learn from that as well, because it challenges your culinary skills, not just whether I want to eat it.
Yeah.
So as a chef, you know, it's fun to try to cook differently.
Do you have, so, I mean, because people always think of vegan as being, I think for a long time it was in the 90s and the 2000s was just tofu. Right. And then people had to buy these sort of like plastic, filled in with liquid and try to figure out how to get all the excess liquid out. And they just didn't know what else to do with it. But there's so much more than that.
Oh, certainly. I think that's how vegan got a bad name, because if your only experience eating vegan food is like raw, unseasoned,
gnarly textured tofu, like, you're not gonna like it.
No, not at all.
But if you have, you know, a chef driven person bringing you food, it's delicious.
There you go. I love all of that. So we are hanging out with Shelley Young from The Chopping Block. By the way, I mean, really helping people figure out like all the time saving skills in their kitchen, how to take what you know and have them bring it home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a pleasure to have you in studio again, and so great to meet Nicole and Caitlin. We're gonna bring in the band in a minute. Are you guys hanging out? Because we're gonna keep eating and drinking and talking about Applefest. Sound good? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We've got apple pie. We've got apple turnover. It's all just two of the things that you can enjoy. We also have our friends from Right B Cider. Is that what the name of, isn't it the brewery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right B Cider. Mm-hmm. And also M. Lawrence, some green sparkling
stuff. And then we have some OCG from Journeyman Distillery. Oh,
OCG. Well, let's get to the OCG then. Applefest is this weekend at, now this is going to, what are the streets? It's on Lincoln Avenue between.
It's on Lincoln Avenue between Lawrence and East. Wood.
Excellent. And that's this Saturday and Sunday, September 30th and October 1st, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So many different activities going on for people of all ages, but mostly it's about the apples. More after this on 720. Oh, it's about the fun too. Tell us about the people. Okay, there's so many things it's about.
And music too.
And the music. And we're going to have music in a little bit too. They're featured at Applefest. More in a moment on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's also Music Monday, and coming up after the news, we are thrilled to welcome Radio Free Honduras is in studio.
Nice.
Very cool. They're tuning up while we are coming back. It sounds festive that way.
Yeah,
so you think?
I agree.
I think so. Shelley Young from The Chopping Block is in studio. I wanted to ask you, before Applefest, is this your pie? Is this the pie that's going to be featured at Applefest?
Yes, it is the pie.
And what kind of apples are these?
Granny Smith.
These are Granny Smiths. Granny
Smith
have the green skins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so yeah, obviously you have to peel. Do you ever make a pie with the peel still on?
No.
No. No, you wouldn't do. Wow,
they get tough. All right, bit of peel in there is no big deal. Maybe a good thing, but you know, too much.
Yeah, there comes a point where people are OCD when they're peeling, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then you have like just the core left.
No, it's going to be okay.
You're like, what happened to the rest of my apple? Uh-huh. I just have peel now.
Uh-huh.
What kind of peeler do you use? Do you have a particular peeler that you like? Is there a certain type?
Well, I have a lot of peeler passions. Yes.
I mean, this is a thing, because like I had one that like goes on my finger, but then it doesn't feel like I have the control I think I'm going to have.
Well, for Applefest, we use those not spiralizers, but the spiral type peelers. And you know, this is really fast.
You basically impale it and then you spin it on
it.
Yeah.
But in general, I use some, there's a German utensil line called Rosla.
Okay.
And their peelers are amazing. You can peel a pumpkin with it, or a butternut squash, tomato.
How can you peel a pumpkin?
And they have a lifetime warranties to stay that sharp.
Is this commercial grade, or is this something
they're residential. Yeah, they're amazing. I mean, certainly they're commercial grade. Because the one I use at home, I have had for 20 some years.
I've never seen a pumpkin and went, I wish I could peel that.
I know, really. I haven't either, but you can do it.
Have you, Caitlin, have you peeled a pumpkin?
Not raw with a peeler. I can say I've never experienced that
before. It's dramatic. I say it like that, but a butternut squash probably might be something you would want to peel.
And this is the time for it.
Handily peels the squash, yes.
Excellent.
What
was that?
Rosla.
Okay. Rosla. And Nicole's like writing things down. Rosla peeler.
It's a German company, so I'm sure I'm not saying it correctly, but
Rosla. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was it. I apologize to everyone involved. No one needed to hear that attempt. It just made it sound angry. That wasn't even like an attempt at another language. Shelley, where are you from originally? I know we've asked before, but
Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Fort Dodge, Iowa. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah. That was one of the most amazing performances I've ever had. Was like in that little old Western town that you guys have there with like a dance hall and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I did a show there. Packed house and everything.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a great town.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're here now and trying to straddle the line between being a Cubs fan and a Sox fan. And we respect that as a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't respect that?
Well, Iowa, the Cubs
minor
league team.
We don't have any teams in Iowa.
No, the minor league team for the Cubs is in Iowa. So, therefore you should.
True. But that doesn't we don't have any pro teams of any kind. So, you know, Iowans, I guess I didn't know. I don't know better.
Well, now you know.
Well, plus you had the Field of Dreams not far from you.
It's true.
Have you been to the Field of Dreams?
No,
all right,
I have
then. I highly recommend it. It's a nice little stop on a lovely afternoon. That's all I'm saying.
if you're in Iowa. When in Iowa.
When in Iowa, on your way to other gigs. Yes.
Makes sense.
Go do that. So with part of the Apple Fest, are you, you've got the apple pie. What else are you preparing?
We're doing a pork sandwich.
Okay.
Not vegan. A little opposite.
She's not upset. She's not going
to. Slow cook, nice
she
pork.
She just stormed out.
Apple slaw.
It's... I hope you're happy, Shelley.
She's the you guys are the balance for each other.
Yeah.
It's you know, you offset each other. It's uh-huh. It's like a greening of Lincoln Square for the Apple Fest.
We support everyone eating all of the food as long as it's delicious.
There you go. We can all coexist nice? Happily. So you've got your the pork that's slow roasted, you said?
Yes.
So, we
cook it on the big green egg out in our grilling classroom. So we start out there, cook it for like, you know, 5 or 6 hours, the pork shoulder. It's really delicious.
You're going to be there, aren't you? You got to go, Paul.
Yeah.
Go for me and take pictures. Take pictures of places and food that you know I would have loved.
Okay.
All right, then. I appreciate
we'll
that.
We'll do a segment.
And tell us about the apple pie bake-off, Nicole.
Well, that takes place on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Uh-huh. So this is the first time we're doing it. At least I understand from Shelley it was done years ago. But in my time, it's the first time we're doing it. So neighborhood people can register and bring their pies on site. We're going to have some celebrity judges, including Shelley. And it's a $10 entry fee
okay. That's
due, and it goes towards our PaintWorks program. One of my colleagues, our program manager, Ryan Warsing, spearheaded it this year. And the PaintWorks program, pretty much, we have artists bid, and they paint murals on buildings, on spaces in the neighborhood, just kind of to beautify like just a blank wall with art. And we've done the first one already, and we're gearing up for the second, and it's been really cool.
That's a great community. I love that. Have you judged the pie contest before, Shelley?
Well, when we had the contest before, it was apple baking, so it wasn't just pies.
Oh, so you could do like just an apple without the core and pour some cinnamon on
there. So I haven't done an actual just pie competition for this, but I have done other pie judging for apple pies.
Well, I'm curious to see who does well.
I'm sure there'll be some good.
Have they? You said they can pre-register or just come with?
Yeah, everyone has to pre-register. There are entry forms on our website,
which is
lincolnsquare.org.
Excellent.
And you can look up the Apple Fest event, and it's right there on the page. And all the entries are due to our office by 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Excellent.
So Wednesday.
And Caitlin, what are you looking forward to the most with Apple Fest?
Well, this is actually our first time doing Apple Fest.
Oh. So all the stuff that you've seen, all the sort of leading up to it.
Yeah. And, you know, all of the vendors that I've talked to at the Thursday night farmers market that have attended it in previous years say it's their favorite event that they do in the year. So we're just looking forward to trying something a little different for us.
And do you guys have a shop people can stop by, or
we
are you
actually
online?
Don't. We're just a pop-up. Okay. So farmers markets and festivals, primarily a little bit of wholesale.
What about, in the wintertime as well?
Yeah, so we're going to be working on our wholesale program in the winter. Currently, you can find our products at the Dill Pickle Co-op in Lincoln Square, Logan Square, and in Rogers Park at the Heartland Cafe, True Nature Foods.
Hello. People know that place. Yeah. Beloved. Both those places are great. We are hanging out with our friends from the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Apple Fest. We're going to hear some music in just a little bit from Radio Free Honduras. First time for a break and some cider. More to this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Coming up this weekend, September 30th and October 1st, it's Apple Fest in Lincoln Square, Ravenswood. And they've got all kinds of activities. There's going to be an apple pie bake-off. There's going to be the best food you will find in Chicago that has apples. All the apples you can eat, Paul. All apples all the time. And pork.
I'm in for that as
well.
And
vegan fare. All that stuff. It's all happening. And kids' activities. And
music.
There we go. Yes. It's Music Monday, and we are thrilled to welcome Radio Free Honduras. They'll be performing at Apple Fest this Saturday. Here they are with Picole.
picale, 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 pero picale ya. Picale, 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 pero picale ya. Hey!
Honduras, thank you so much. That was amazing music. We'll chat with them in just a little bit. Want to check in one more time with our guests from the Apple Fest. I'm trying to, you know what, I should probably turn off the phone. I'll just stop the Facebook Live video. If you want to catch that, you can see it on my page. I just got to push that button right there. Oh, I messed it up. There you go. And Paul, yes. There was a trumpet right by your head. How you
doing?
It
was fine. It felt good.
They did not ask you for a djembe.
No, they have great percussion over there, so there's no need for my djembe skills. Although I am available if you guys need another musician to come in on Saturday.
That's very kind of you. Here, will you pass these over to Nicole? Do our guests all have headphones? We have a listener who wants to share some Lincoln Square history with you guys. If I'm not sure if you guys can hear them. Oh, they'll be able to hear it? All right, let me put the caller on the line. It's Victor, our Chicago historian, and you're listening pretty late. Hey, Victor, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I got a couple good ones for you, some of the history in Lincoln Square. Carl Sandburg lived for about 2 years off of Wilson and Damon.
I did not know that.
Yep, there's a little plaque near one of the homes over there.
Okay.
Bob Fosse, Oscar winners from Entrelles and Palena, have a street sign honoring them.
Look, Nicole's all getting excited. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else you got?
Number three.
Yep.
When they were shooting the movie Color of Money, I met Paul Newman. He was at Lincoln Square, and they were shooting. There was an old bowling alley there, and I think they have his picture in the furniture store right on Lincoln Avenue.
I think that bowling alley is gone.
You know, bowling alley's gone. That's where the coffee place is, December. Bowling alley's been gone. Mm-hmm. And also, the old movie studio used to be at Irving and Western, and Tom Mix used to ride his horses around Irving and Western going back to the early days over there.
I love
that. Damon Avenue is named for Father Damon, who started Loyola University.
There you go. A little bit of history for us, Victor. I love it. How have you been doing lately?
All right. I've been doing some with kids. I got a good compliment. Three kids, they're just finishing college, and I sat with them for 1 hour, and they said, I learned more about Chicago history with you than 3 years in college.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
So that's a good compliment.
Well, tell them to go for that fourth year. Maybe they can catch up with all your help.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too, Victor. Always great to hear from you, our resident.
Don't forget that Lincoln's Avenue used to be Little Fort Road. That's the original name.
Oh, there you go. Little Fort Road. Oh, thank you, Victor. We look forward to hearing from you again. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to try to figure out a way so that do our musicians want to sit down in a little bit and have a conversation, or did you only want to play? I'll give you the option.
Either way, it works for us.
You're good either way, because we're a packed show and we're so excited to have your music. We're going to hear more music when we come back. In just a little bit, maybe we'll figure out a way to get to interview a few of the members of Radio Free Honduras. They're performing this Saturday at the Apple Fest. And you can go to radiofreehonduras@gmail.com to contact them, or go to is it at Radio Free Honduras Music on Twitter? Is it all one word, or what's the at?
Yeah, I think that's at RF Honduras.
At RF Honduras and radiofreehonduras.com. And we are getting so many great compliments about the music that you guys are playing. More with all of our guests. And I got to eat some more of this apple pie and apple turnover. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You got to get to Apple Fest. Partly for the apples. Big part for the food, the drinks, the music.
I'm just really excited to hear this song that they just rehearsed.
I didn't even ask them the name.
I know what it is.
I have an idea of what it is, but let me go through a bunch of the restaurants that are going to be a part of Lincoln Square's Apple Fest. They're going to have our tango. Of course, they're going to have empanadas and their amazing grilled chorizo sandwich. We've also got Bose Concessions, Byron's Hot Dogs, Carbon Arc, The Chopping Block, Dinky Donuts, Essence of India, Feed Your Head, Gale's Best Ever Grilled Cheese. I'm getting so hungry even though I've been eating the whole time. Jerry's will be there. They're going to have a latte? All right, then. I don't know if we put apples in that. I can be creative and stuff. Lee Concessions, Luella's Southern Kitchen, The Northman, and Taco in a Bag. They also have a lot of their beverage friends, including more cocktails from Shelly, our friend at the Chopping Block. Dunk House. Am I saying that right? Dunk House?
Sounds right.
All right, then. The Northman... Ricochet's. I almost made that sound more fancy than it was. Ricochet's Tavern and Savory Spice Shop. Now at 11:30 on Saturday morning, our wonderful guests, our musicians, Radio Free Honduras. Paul, what are they playing for us?
They're gonna play the song Morena, which I think is Farsi for something. I'm not sure.
Here's Radio Free Honduras with Morena.
Tienes un no sé qué que me vuelve loco. Te miro y no comprendo qué es lo que me pasa. Será tus labios, tu alegre sonrisa. Será quisiera estar contigo, sentir vibrar tu corazón, sentir tu cuerpo con el mío, que se juntan con pasión. Oh, oh, oh. Morena, linda morena. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes. Wow. Really good.
Wow, that was Radio Free Honduras.
That was amazing.
Say it with me, everybody. With Moreno. No, we want
Morena,
to say
right?
Morena. I've heard it both ways. I like
it's
to say
Farsi thing. For
it's not Farsi
Persian
for.
Djembe.
All, by the way, did you see? I don't. Lisa like popped into our my live Facebook post. I've never seen that before. You can invite somebody and Lisa Ripson.
She's always tuned in.
It's all very cool. We always want to thank Ripson Communications for having such great guests on our show. Chris is here tonight, and we're missing Lisa, but Chris is here. I'm not saying that like that's disappointing. I'm saying that we're happy to have you. We've been hanging out with Caitlin. I'm getting your name right. By the way, if I ever get your name wrong, just say excuse me, you got my name wrong. It's not only encouraged; it's expected that I will get people's names. Wrong. I've lost all. I have. Oh, here it is. So, Caitlin McGlone. What can I ask? Is it? What's the background of your last name, McGlone?
Irish.
Is it Irish? I've never heard McGlone.
Yeah, there's not a lot of us.
Have you traced the like the area of Ireland?
I actually have a family member who's done a long catalog of all of everything, and there's a lot of different things that come up.
Many of the Irish do that. My aunt has the same thing. Does your relative like spread it all out on a table? And there's like this whole chart and like,
you know, mostly we just get updates.
guess what I found?
Via email now. Okay. But then a packet comes every few years to every single member of the McGlone family.
What? Mm-hmm. All right. And what have they learned about the family?
That is such a good question.
Okay, then fine. Very. Nicole, have you traced your family lines? I mean, people do that where they try to like trace things back.
I did the ancestry DNA thing.
You did? What'd you find out?
Pretty much told me what I already knew.
Which is, do you not want to share?
No, I'll share. I'm Assyrian from Iran.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And had your family come here? Were your parents from Iran?
My dad, his parents came over, so he grew up in Chicago during the Depression, and my mom's family came over from Iran.
Okay.
So Persian and Assyrian.
So you have all that locked down, and the ancestry DNA confirmed all of that.
Yep, yeah.
We're hoping for, like, the outlier, like... Also Moroccan. I don't know.
Well, there was a touch of Italian and Greek. I didn't know where that came from, but...
Sure. Well, we're all kind of related, aren't we?
I get that a lot.
Yeah. How about you, Shelley? Have you ever done any of those...
Well, my niece has been just obsessed with doing research, and she didn't get very far with my mother's side of the family, but my father's side was mostly English, which I had no idea.
Really?
We were surprised by that, but, you know, I found some interesting things. There were a couple women in the history that... There was actually a lot written about, so that was interesting.
Oh, that's helpful, too.
One of the founders of the Quaker religion in America, apparently.
That's dramatic. I love that.
I know. Yeah.
Well, we've been hanging out with Shelley Long. Shelley, how can people find out about the classes that you offer and about coming to your wonderful shop?
Thechoppingblock.com would probably be the best way. You could go on there and see our calendars, everything that we have going on right now. In terms of our classes... if you see a day that there's nothing on the calendar, that means we're sold out. We're probably doing full of private parties, which is really the biggest part of our business is private parties. So,
excellent. So private parties mean like if somebody wants to throw...
A lot of corporate events. So we do a lot of team building events or client entertaining and things like that.
Okay.
And
well, if you ever need a comedian, a corporate comedian, I'll give you
yes, absolutely. I'll put you on the menu. I think that would be very popular.
Me and Paul actually do a lot of the corporate events. Uh-huh. Nicole, where can people find out more about the Chamber of Commerce and all the activities you guys have it coming up for the Lincoln Square Ravenswood?
LincolnSquare.org /Applefest.
Excellent.
But you can always look up our events on the main tab, and we have tons of stuff going on as well.
You guys always have a lot going on. And tell us, Caitlin, where do we find out more about Feed Your Head Foods?
You can find us on Facebook at Feed Your Head Chicago or our newly revamped website at feedyourheadfoods.com, where we also have an online store.
And you can find all of our guests at the Apple Fest this Saturday and Sunday. I know Paul will be there getting as much pork and pie as he can.
Check out the band at 11:30 for sure.
That really sounds amazing. Pork and pie. I don't know how that's not a movie.
Yeah.
It seems like it is. But go enjoy
that. I'm going to trademark it.
I think you should. The 30th annual Lincoln Square Apple Fest, they're expecting. Last year there were 18,000 people. But here's the thing. There's plenty of room. That just means it's very festive. And it's a wonderful time. That's going to be running from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday on Lincoln Avenue from Eastwood to Lawrence Avenue. And it gives everyone a chance to feast on fresh apples of all types and varieties. Sample some treats like pies and cider. Oh, cider. Apple donuts, caramel apples, and so much more. They've got musicians, apple and themed gifts for sale, friendly activities, kid-friendly activities, and of course, Radio Free Honduras. Are we doing more? Do we want to do more music? We're doing more music after the news. We've got our friends from Sage 773 coming in studio. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here tonight and bringing so many great treats. Have a wonderful fest, and we'll see you again soon, please.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Music Monday, and we are so thrilled to welcome in studio Radio Free Honduras. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to talk to our friends from Stage 773. They've got a great event coming up, and we want you to be a part of that. I like crawls. I like crawling. I mean, we're going to crawl, right? We're going to do just a little bit of crawling. But first, we have great music from Radio Free Honduras. They're going to be at Apple Fest this Saturday at 11:30. Right now, they're live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We want to thank Bob Ferguson for always making our bands sound as good on the air as they do in studio. Here they are right now with Canción de Amor.
Thank you.
got a message from our friend Jerry who said now he's in the mood, so he might be able to get lucky. So if we've helped anybody out tonight, we want to, you know, we're not going to take credit for it. We just want to say congratulations.
Chiagra.
That was Radio Free Honduras. They're performing live at the Apple Fest this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. That's going to be this Saturday, September 30th. Apple Fest runs all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Go to Lincoln Square.org. I don't want to get that wrong. Let me find all the... LincolnSquare.org. There you go. Thank you very much. I'm glad that somebody's got the information. Someone has to. We're hanging out right now with our friends from Stage 773. Tell us about it. Michael Silver joins us in studio. Introduce me to everybody. Well, we got Jimmy and we got Michael, and then I'm so sorry I can't remember names in the middle. I apologize. You introduce yourself.
I'm Nicole Meunier.
Can you come closer to your microphone?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Love that. Thank you.
I'm Nicole Meunier. I'm the development manager at Stage 773.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long have you been there?
A little over a year now.
All right. Pleasure. Oh. How's it been going?
Awesome. Love it. Every second. And it's super fun.
It's an amazing place.
It is.
Such a creative.
I'm so happy.
Every
I lucked
second,
out.
Every second is
millisecond. Get it right, Paul.
Okay.
I've got to get my Sketchfest proposal in. Tell us. I know we've had you on the same. Oh my gosh, I'm always doing this, Paul. Why do I always mess up my own Facebook Live thing?
I have an answer.
Tell us your name again.
Hi, I'm Laura Smalley.
Hi, Laura Smalley. How are you doing?
I'm great.
And tell us what your involvement is with Stage 773.
I am the development associate under Nicole here.
All right, then. Wow, we have a pecking order. I love this. Where are you in the pecking order, Michael Silver?
I'm kind of outside of it, I think.
Yeah.
I'm on the Young Professionals Board, and I'm on the production team for Sketchfest, but I think I might just be considered a consultant.
No, I mean, you're
maybe
in
you're the pecker.
You're in leadership.
I heard leadership.
I think he's one of the peckers.
I think we all heard leadership. Jimmy, where do you fall in this pyramid? Of madness.
So I am the pecker of the pecking order right here.
Jimmy Rio, pecking order.
Pecking. I am the chairman, and Michael is the vice chairman. We are part of the leadership team for the Young Professionals Board. We have 30 strong, wonderful people who are helping lead our group to some new levels. So.
And is it always fun? Every millisecond is fun?
Well, yeah.
I try to make
microsecond, Paul.
Okay. Well, Mike's a quantum physicist, so we have multiple seconds going on.
Infinitely fun.
Did you get new glasses, Michael?
These aren't... Okay, I hate that question.
I love them.
Thank you.
I really like
them. It's a new style for me.
Okay.
Why
do you hate the question?
Oh, because they're not new. They're just my backup glasses.
Okay, so they're new to me.
Yes, they're new to everyone because I never wear them.
They're fantastic.
But they're normally I get like super thin rim and all this, and these have like a wooden look frame.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
But you're getting compliments on them. Why are they
the
backup?
Jimmy, didn't you notice them right away when you said to me, like, Michael, there's something different about you?
Michael's beauty always blinds me, so it's hard for me to even take a look at this.
That got real fast, didn't it?
They look good on him. They look
Thank
very,
you.
Very good.
Thank you so much. But yes, yeah.
How do you manage all of this madness over at Stage 773?
She looks
to
Nicole.
She's like, there's a really big desk, and I hide behind. I have a stack of papers, and I pretend like I'm not there.
She's on the phone. She's on the phone. 24.
No, she's always like, can I work from home today? Yeah. I'm like, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Iowa.
You're number two tonight from Iowa.
All right.
I don't mean your number. I mean, I'm just saying our second
no,
person.
We're used to that. It's
I know. I'm not ranking like my Iowans. I'm just saying you are also from Iowa, as was Shelley Young, our guest, who the owner of the Chopping Block.
Well,
what part of Iowa are you from?
I am from Johnston, which nobody has heard of.
You know, I generally can spitball an area of a state, and I got nothing on Johnston.
Okay.
I got nothing. I mean, I've done all kinds of places in Iowa, Council Bluffs, and. That's in Iowa, isn't it?
Yes,
okay,
it
good.
Is.
Ottumwa.
Yeah.
See,
I'm naming
places, but usually none of them are near you, apparently. Where is Johnson?
Johnson is 5 seconds away from Des Moines, so I just tell people I'm from Des Moines.
Fair enough. That's fair because, I mean, like, you're a town, but you know, like, Des Moines can't have, I mean, I'm sure it has suburbs.
The metro area. You go under a bridge and you're in a different, you know, town. So.
Excellent. All right. And there you are. What brought you to Chicago?
DePaul. I went to DePaul.
She's like, you looked at me like, what a ridiculous question. I've never had anyone look at me like, why are you asking me that?
I ask myself that all the time. No, I came here for school and I stayed because I loved it.
You stayed because, and what neighborhood did you land in when you, and like now, I don't want to ask, that's weird. You know what?
No,
maybe she doesn't
really
feel
personal.
It did. It got across the line.
I live in Buena Park.
Where's okay? This is a neighborhood I've lived here my whole life.
Wait. It's just north of. Let me guess.
It's like uptown, isn't it?
No, it's just north of Lakeview. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's south of the Target?
I feel like this is
south of the Wilson Target. You're right.
I feel like the hipsters made up a neighborhood in my city that was not there. 312-981-7200. Anybody over
Buena Park?
Anyone over 35, was Buena Park a thing growing up in Chicago?
It's just Lakeview Buena between Park? Lakeview and Addison.
It's Good Park between Target and the new Target, Clark and Belmont. Like, it's that area.
It's like right next to Sheridan Park. You're like, everyone knows that.
Where are you from originally?
I am from Auburn Hills, Michigan.
Auburn
Hills.
I'm sorry. I'm just screwing up everyone's like hometown. Michael's from Florida. I know that much.
What hometown though?
Jimmy's. Are you from Indiana or did you go to school in Indiana?
I went to Purdue University. Yes. And then drive the mascot. But I'm
he
from,
hits that so hard every time. I know. Purdue. Home of the Boilermaker.
The P's and the T's on the
yes,
microphone.
That's right.
I grew up in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, that's a western right. suburb of Chicago.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I live downtown.
That one I've heard of. All right.
Yes.
The Auburn Hills, Michigan is...
Correct. It is about 30 minutes outside of Detroit.
Okay, and do people do the stupid mitten thing with you?
Define stupid mitten thing.
Why do you do it too?
My map is my hand. Is that what you're referring to?
But I feel like a dork and I always use the wrong hand.
Oh, yeah. You don't do it.
I don't do it.
That was foreign to me until 2 years ago.
Esmeralda, we can put that. I think that goes on the clock, doesn't it? I think I use the wrong hand. I think that counts. I don't even care if Nick D doesn't like that one. I'm still going to send it to him on my own. I'm going to make my own out of context. I'm going to make it so out of context, it becomes in context. Is all no. As it's, I'm throwing it to the judges. No?
Yeah, no, you could do it.
All right, then. I'm going to take a break here. As you never came down for apple pie, I just want to point that out.
Oh, it's okay.
All right, then. You're done with that. She's like, it's too crowded down there. More after this on 720 WGN. We'll talk about your event you have coming up for Stage 773. As I think I got all those numbers right. I don't know.
I really
need to work on that. I almost got into a street fight on Saturday night with that kid that tried to say something to me. I don't even know what he said to me. And he goes, oh, I'm about to say that in front of your face. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying, but you shouldn't say it to my face. And if you're worried about it, you shouldn't say it behind my back either. What did he say to me?
I have no clue.
Yeah, he said something to me, and I squared off on some guy, Paul. It was not okay. Ez was like having a good time.
That
and I'm
part
like,
I remember.
Yeah,
and
Ez was having a good time. And I'm like, what'd you say?
I was in my own way, just making fun of them.
You were, but that was the thing. I was saying, I was like watching you have fun, and he tried to say something to me. I was all out. I was like waiting for our lift and stuff. Me and Ez going to the Stranger Things upside down bar one more time.
Yeah,
it's closing on October 1st. Have you guys been?
No.
Michael, do you guys watch this series?
It's amazing Stranger series. Things.
Get to the bar. They're
it's
closing.
Awesome.
They're closing this weekend.
Right.
This is it.
Emporium, right? It's up at.
Yep.
Yep. It's awesome.
Oh,
wait. It's Emporium on the but north side.
Smaller one of the
yes.
two.
Yeah.
It's got the upside down bar right next door.
Awesome.
And they got a cease and desist letter. They cannot go past October 1st.
Yeah,
a creative awesome. One, though. Creative
I've,
one.
I've been in shows with cease and desist. Like the Friends musical. Yeah.
But it was very
time you.
It was very friendly, though. Have you seen the letter? You got to Google it.
It's pretty funny.
Is it really?
Oh, it's the best cease and desist letter ever. As a lawyer, would you say that was impressive?
I'm going to use it in my next cease and desist letter.
I imagine it starts with, hey, like multiple E's or A's.
Not for nothing.
But just like...
high pitch. It's just audio.
A very high pitch letter. Oh. Very high pitch letter.
I would regard that very... Well, I would just be like, oh, this is not for real. Joining us in studio are our friends from Stage 773. We've got Jimmy Rio, Nicole Minier.
Yeah, you got it.
You were worried.
I was a little worried.
Here's the thing. You know what it was? I panicked. I didn't commit. I had it phonetically spelled, and I couldn't get it.
You know, you got it right on the first try, so it was good.
I'm going to do this way. It's Nicole Minier in studio Ooh. With us, and Laura Smalley as well. Did I get that?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And Michael Silver, that guy over there. He's a... we've been on the show.
I just hang around.
I'm so glad that you asked me. You guys asked if you can come in tonight to promote your event. Tell us a little bit about this pub crawl you're doing.
Oh, so I got to be honest. I have felt like I have just been a supporter and like an idea.
You have no idea.
Generator.
Just say you have no idea.
No, I've helped generate some of the ideas. Yeah. And one of the ideas I think I helped push was I've never heard of a Boys Town bar crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's plenty of Wrigleyville bar crawls.
Wait.
There's plenty.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, legit.
You're the first one.
I have been here for 5.5 years. And so then I pushed this out there. I was like, and we were talking about 773. We want to do a bar crawl to support a not-for-profit theater who has built some amazing programs. But, and we were like, okay, cool. They're on Belmont. They're not from far from Boys Town. Why not build a bar crawl that goes from Belmont into Boys Town? And I was like, and I started to search and think, there's no, how is there no Boys Town bar crawl?
Jimmy, when is this happening?
It's happening Saturday, October 7th. And it, really the only contribution I did was suggest drinking. That was my creative.
No.
I said, let's just drink and crawl. And that was my, and I stepped away.
No, he has done a ton of administrative stuff.
Nicole, how do people find out about participating in this bar crawl?
You can definitely, it has its own Facebook event that you can just Google Homecoming Pub Crawl. It also has its own website or webpage on our new website at Save 773. It's under Homecoming Campaign. It's under a bigger project that we're doing right now. And this is just the component that the Young Professionals Board is really owning and raising some of my amazing funds for this bigger project that we're working on.
Oh, it sounds so secretive, doesn't it, Laura?
It's very secretive, but I'm on the inside scoop.
Oh. So she doesn't have that sort of like, you can't get anything from me. Can't get anything from me. We're hanging out with our friends from Sage 773. Go to their Facebook page for the homecoming campaign for Sage 773. It's a Boys Town bar crawl?
Well, not just Boys Town.
Boys Town crawl?
Because of the homecoming campaign, what we're doing is we're renovating our largest theater and really making it a room of possibilities for all Chicago artists. So we're looking to raise $40,000 to kick off this huge project.
That's a lot of drinking on
not,
the bar
not just from Not just from this bar
not
crawl.
Just from there's three events within this larger campaign that we're doing to celebrate, because the building just celebrated 40 years of theater in the city this year.
Wow. That
which
is amazing.
It is totally amazing.
Let's find out more when we come back. I've got to go to the news. Otherwise, my producer's head will explode. He's been very patient. He only gave me one, and he was like, I'm just going to assume that she heard me, and she's going to do it. And you're right, Michael. I should have acquiesced earlier, and I apologize. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Comedian Paul Farvar Esquire has been hanging out all show. I have not once mentioned his podcast, Singles Only, available on iTunes, which our guest Michael Silver recently was on, and he was an extraordinary guest.
It's really
so
fun.
It was very good.
I had a great time.
I kind of was wishing that he could have hung out with Nude Food Dudes.
Yeah. It's a
chef
upcoming podcast. Yeah,
with a bunch of naked dudes. It sounds like dudes
cooking naked.
Are you kidding me? No, that's exactly what it sounded
like. No, Dean Richards was talking about this morning. He met those guys at the Gourmet Food Week. Yeah.
Nude Dude Food.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. They're guests on Singles.
Michael's really trying to, he's like, can we just linger here for a moment? We're like,
I am.
Forget about
you know
our.
I'll talk. Hey.
Your podcast was last week. It was really
good. It was
good,
very good.
On Singles Only?
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes or SoundCloud.
And this Friday you have Drink, Date, Laugh?
We do. And actually, the show, Everyone's a Lawyer, is Thursday, which is the big show.
Oh, you're going to have one on Thursday. You guys were like packed last Thursday.
The last time we did the show was last month. It's a monthly show.
This is a great show. It's going to be Thursday at 8 p.m. You can go. You can email Paul at pfarvar@gmail.com, traditional spelling. That's pfarahvar@gmail.com.
Close enough. Yeah, just go to Paul F. Comedy.
What did I get wrong? Someone said, is it like Farrah Var? Somebody,
yeah, that's right. Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah and then Var.
Yep, that's
all right. All right, then. Jimmy, what do you think about all that? That's a lot to write down. Do you have all your notes down?
Yeah, you know, being a single for life, this is fantastic to hear. So
that's what I said.
Yeah. It's,
Jimmy, are you single too?
I am single. Well, actually, if my girlfriend's listening, no, I'm not single.
Stop.
But happily in a relationship. I am officially single. I've been single for a while now. So
I think you have another guest on your podcast.
Yeah, we'll get you on the podcast.
There we are.
Laura, are you single as well?
Yeah.
Oh!
Why are you?
Because they're having
Is this a new
so
development?
Much-
oh, no. I just... I don't think
you're appalled. Like you,
no.
I think all heteros are supposed to be taken. Nicole, how about you?
No,
100% single. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's because they have so much fun at Stage 773 that they forget
we don't have time to date.
Well, then
you just don't have time.
Dart.
Don't Every time. Second is fun.
Do, no. You know, can't date each other.
For those who are not watching, she just started to do like a
date each other.
Why not intermingle? And like that's never like physical.
You did
that, Pat? She did like a toil, toil, boil and bubble, like hand motion over.
I started swirling, why isn't this just,
witchcraft.
I mean, the bigger group. I'm not saying three or four individuals. I'm just saying, other people that are in the swirl of madness. It's happened.
Hey, Nicole, what are you doing over
there? I made it awkward.
Yeah, my number's been blocked.
There you go. And they will all be hanging out. You know what? I think this is a good way for you guys to meet more people. Get out of your circle and hang out with everybody at Safe.
Maybe that's why you go on the pub crawl.
I'm saying.
Yeah. See what happens. Be honest. Bad decisions are made usually at pub crawls. And
Have you been to any of the major pub crawls, Paul?
I have not, but I've seen them while walking by, and I've seen a lot of
it's crazy,
debauchery.
Right?
I always see pub crawls. I think I'm a little gun shy. I've gone to one in my life. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was at U of I, actually.
Yeah, that's the last time
we did
it.
We did a frisbee
first
golf thing.
One. No, it wasn't frisbees in ours.
But I never actually threw the frisbee to the next bar. Was kind of like the idea behind it. Yeah,
the glasses were broken, and they're like, "Yeah, maybe we shouldn't break any more."
Yeah,
windows.
Maybe we should. No, you know what happened on my first bar crawl ever was one of my friends. I didn't even know this was a thing. We stopped for something to eat at Steak and Shake, and she dined and dashed.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
I've never
Steak and Shake.
That's not a bar crawl thing. That's just a
that
trash.
Happens every game thing.
That's a jerky thing.
Like, no, just don't
stays
do that.
At Steak and Shake. I had to stay and pay for everybody's bill. I did. Well, yeah, I'm not. You know who's on the hook for that? That's the waitress is on the hook for that. I don't do that. You don't do that. You never. It's
I've
not
never
funny.
Done it.
And then she did it at a bar. She had a Brandy Alexander, and she. I was like, "That's it. I need to not
let's
be with
call
this
her
friend
right now."
All right, Kathy. Can you get Kathy? let's call her Kathy Smith.
Do you remember? Because
that's her name. I'm sorry. True story.
So you guys are gonna go on this bar crawl.
No, it's amazing. I am on the Young Professionals board where I'm like kind of approving / like trying to push stuff. Yeah. But people who are doing the work.
Yeah, I actually have to call people and walk around on the street. And do the work.
I give her all the jobs
who is involved in this barb crawl? We have amazing.
Is there someone sober involved during?
I think I'm gonna have to be the sober person during this whole thing. Yeah.
You need to have a delegate to kind of steer people so
they're
not.
Well, we have with this one
throwing
we have,
frisbees into windows and stuff.
Yes, correct. And dining and dashing.
And dining and dashing.
And we have just so many games that are part of the event that someone does have to kind of be the babysitter.
What kind of games?
Well, because of the theme of the whole campaign, it's a high school homecoming theme. So we will be dressed with our good old formal wear if you choose to do so. But we're going to have we're going to elect a king and queen, have a little mock election. Each bar has a game. Like the first bar, we're doing a varsity letter, do a toss a quarter in a glass. Next bar is ask somebody out to the dance. The other sidetrack is letting us do a half hour dance party with their DJ.
Nice.
So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
All the parts of homecoming.
All the best parts. Yeah.
What else? Because for those of us who didn't get a chance to go to homecoming in high school, it's going to be a really good one. Oh, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying in general. Collective.
Nice.
The royal we.
You're saying me.
Royal
we.
Yes.
Did you not go to any of your homecoming?
I did, but with a woman.
Okay.
And I knew I was gay. I knew I was gay.
I think we talked about, didn't you?
A little bit. Maybe it was mentioned.
Yeah. Michael,
was
for the record, this is the second time you've been on my show that I did not. I was not the first one to say
you,
my gay friend. I'm always like, and you're gay.
The only.
So I've done a much better job.
Okay.
I've become much more I've made myself, because I'm always feeling like, I want everyone to know, because I don't have enough gay friends on my show. That's
because
more of where it comes from.
No, I've never taken offense.
Okay. I do. I offend myself often.
I know you do.
I know.
And that's great. And you
need
to continue.
So you went to homecoming with a girl?
Yeah, I did. I went to homecoming with a girl. Freshman year, I was dating a girl. Again, girl is a weird word for me right now because of the women's push in Chicago and comedy. So woman is what I have to say. It really is. So in high school, as a freshman gay dude, who I was like, I think it was bi. I like thought it was bi. I'm like, okay, well, I'm dating this straight woman. She's a junior.
You weren't thinking in high school that you were dating a straight woman because you were both kids in high school.
Yeah, I was just like, well, I'm dating
a
woman.
No high school dude, I don't care if he is gay, says I'm dating this straight woman.
No, that's not what I thought. You're right. But I did think.
I'm feeling the pleasure of a straight woman.
It was all about affection. It was all about affection. Because sexualness was on the fringe. So, but I knew I was into dudes. I knew that. But I was trying to make out with the girl. And then I made out with her, and I was like, no.
This is terrifying. Was it terrifying or weird? Or
no, not terrifying or weird. I'm not a gold star gay. Do you know what that means?
I feel like I should, but I think
what's
that
a gold star gay?
I think I even know what Michael, that means.
Michael, do you know what gold star gay is? Esmeralda, anybody? Esmeralda, do you know?
No. I do not know how this relates back
to. It's wonderful.
Okay, so Michael, do you know? Because I think we have someone in studio who knows.
Oh, wait. Do you know? Never had sex with a woman.
So no. I know this listening to Andy Cohen on some interview. I believe it is. Never had sex with a woman ever, yeah. Right? Like certified. Like
yeah, yeah, sure. Like, yes. And I'm
if
not
you,
that.
If you
and
haven't. Oh, so.
So I don't know why.
So if you haven't, then you're a gold star.
You burned your gold
star. Yeah, yeah. If you're a gold star gay,
he's a silver star.
No, I would be a silver star.
Silver star.
Medal of Honor, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
But oh, so there's no, levels. I'm not a gold star gay, so like I don't regret
honorable
any
mention.
Of...
Is he have honorable mention in the running? I think so.
That might be it.
Yeah.
It was once.
I don't mean to demote you. So I'm not sure how this reflects on the pub crawl that you're doing for
first. What I want to say is this is the
you might
first,
get laid.
This is the first. Which is why I'm going. Actually, I'm going to be in a show at the time. I'm going to be there for the first and the rest of it afterward. I'm playing Rose in a Golden Girls musical.
This is amazing. I know. I saw you. I didn't see the photos of you dressed, but
you saw like the half.
How's Golden Girls going?
It's so much fun for me.
Where is this going to be?
It's at MCL Chicago.
Excellent.
But I'm learning how to, I learned how to do a tango in heels, and I've never worn heels.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you to show up at the pub crawl. So I need you to show up there addressed as Rose.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I got to be honest.
Yeah,
it has to happen. I think he was planning to do that anyway.
Right?
So.
I think that.
You know what?
Like
I
Rose
can get the cast to do it.
Like Rose is chaperoning.
Yeah, Blanche. Yes. Our Blanche is amazing. She blows my mind. If you've ever seen Golden Girls, like our Blanche is insane. She's so good.
Excellent.
And you know what? She will be at the pub crawl.
There you go. You can meet Rose and Blanche.
And Dorothy.
And Dorothy from the Golden Girls production at MCL. If you're going to the Stage 773 bar crawl on October 7th, Nicole, can you tell folks how to get tickets for that? Or
yeah,
how to register?
You just go right to either the Facebook event page, and there's a link direct to the tickets, or you just go to the Stage 773 website.
Excellent. Laura, is there a lot of, what do you have planned for that night? What's are you going to wear a homecoming dress? Are you going to wear, have you decided on that yet?
I haven't decided. I actually can't go either because I'm also doing a show. So we have that in common.
Yeah.
But
Nicole's like, my whole team is letting me down right now. I was not aware of the failures of the people.
It'll just be me and Blanche the entire
night.
I do
have one of my homecoming dresses in my closet as we speak. Yes.
Do you really?
It's tiny. It's silver and sparkly.
It fits you?
It's
silver. Okay.
Silver and sparkly. Right. And nice. I wore it with Converse.
Got the snap.
Because why not?
And Jimmy, how about you? Do you have a performance at night, or are you?
I do not, but I will be bringing my best homecoming dress, though.
Excellent.
So we'll be good with that. So good to go.
I expect to see you. You look great at the green tie ball, by the way.
Yeah, it was good to see you. That was a nice surprise. It was a lot of fun.
Did you see Taylor Kinney?
I did. Yeah, it was. I saw him with his little fire hat on for Chicago Fire. Oh, nice. It was a great fundraiser. Great venue too. It was an amazing experience.
So nice.
First time there, I'll definitely go back.
He was wearing
velvet like.
Yeah,
tux.
Velvet burgundy yeah. tux. Yeah, that was weird. It was. I mean, he looked great.
That sounds braggadocious, yeah. though.
He must be an actor. Looks pretty.
I think so. It was a really good time. So everyone should go to Stage 773 their Facebook page for this. It's called the
Homecoming Pub Crawl.
Excellent. That's on October 7th. They're going to be. Are you starting at?
We are going to be starting at 5 p.m.
At Stage 7.
At Stage 7. Sorry. So there's a
those
pregame,
are both, those are
a
both
crawl,
right answers.
Post game.
Yes. So at 5 p.m. Stage 773. Yeah. So you'll return there for the.
We
end
will.
Of
there's going to be a karaoke dance party in one of the theater spaces afterwards.
It's one of those weekends I wish I wasn't leaving.
Lots of 80s and 90s music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're killing me, man.
A little bit of Toto Africa, a little bit of some Wham, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
More with our guests. It's time for Tell Me Something Good when we come back on 720 WGN.
Tell me something good.
All right, let's go around the horn. Tell me something good, Paul.
Everyone's a Lawyer Thursday. I'm looking forward to the second draft of it with Adam Burke, Jeannie Dugan, and Ross Kelly as our guests.
Excellent. Everybody's a Lawyer this Thursday at the Laugh Factory, 8 p.m. How about you, Jimmy? You tell me something good.
I ordered a cheese pizza last night, and it came with pepperoni and sausage as a bonus.
What?
I know. That's
why
I'm
mistake,
doing so
but
good.
That's a good
wow.
surprise.
Yes.
How about you, Laura?
This is my radio debut.
Hey!
So I am super happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well done. You did an excellent job tonight. I threw a lot of, I was just like, you're like, well, I don't know who she's talking to right now. There's a lot going on. How about you, Nicole?
I busted out an Italian aria for the first time in a couple of years. So that felt really amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Rock that.
Thank you.
And Michael?
I found out about a congressional scholarship where I would work directly with a congressperson for a year.
Excellent.
And I think I'm going to apply for it.
Excellent.
And it would mean a lot to me.
I love that. I was putting my son Declan to bed last night, and he could not get enough of stroking my cheeks. He was cuddling with me. And he was like, oh, mommy, hey, Michael, tell me something good before we do our next...
I made soup in my crock pot tonight, and it was so, so good.
What'd you make?
I made rice and sausage.
Another food guy.
Everyone's happy. All right, let's play Better Call Paul.
No, it's What's Paul Eating?
What's Paul Eating? What's Paul Eating? 312-981-7200. If you know what Paul is eating, we have a gift card from Lou Malnati. As long as, if Paul's eating, you should eat. 312-981-7200 when you know what Paul is eating. Everyone in the studio, first of all, you can't guess.
We only have time for one. No, they could guess. They just can't look.
All right.
We only have time for one.
One snack.
I think, right?
And, so we don't have a baseline.
Oh, we want to do a base. Okay, so here's a baseline just so people know.
This is a
pickle. This doesn't count, so you can measure the difference.
I'm sort of sad.
This is different.
Ready? This is not a pickle. This is what a pickle sounds like, so you know what the other one is.
Oh, that is a pickle. I mean, like, if I was listening to the radio, I'd be like, dude, that's totally a pickle. That's a Vlasic.
It's almost commercial.
That's your baby dill. That's your gherkins. 312-981-7200. Okay. All right, here we go.
So that's the control. This is the actual item to win.
Yes.
The app.
The Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, Lou Malnati's.
312-981-7200. Lou Malnati's gift card.
Ready, guys?
Here we go. Not a pickle. For everyone, just so you know,
this is
a pickle. Hey, John, can you guess what Paul is eating?
A taco.
A taco. Is it a taco?
It's not a taco.
Sorry, John, it's not a taco. 312.
You can ask questions, too, before you guess.
Yes. John, do you want to try again and ask a question before you jump in there with an answer?
Yeah, I want to ask a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Is it round or rectangular?
It's a rectangular item. And it is eaten in the morning, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I get a guess?
Yeah.
Sure.
Rectangular, eaten in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be like maybe a Long John.
Ooh. Nope. That's a crunchy Long John. That is your three-day-old Long John.
No, Long John. Although that's what I usually eat.
312-981.
What about around the horn? We got around guesses the horn? Here.
I guesses? Michael, do you want to guess what that is?
I'm going to go with a peanut butter covered carrot. Like one of those square ones that's like from
Tater Tots.
You just said no straight up? Like
straight up no.
All right.
I'm going to go straight up
what's
no.
That?
I'm going to go with the traditional granola bar. Extra crunchy.
Very
there.
Close, but no, that was going to be the second item, but we didn't get to it.
Oh, Laura, do you have a guess?
See, I was going to say hash brown, but if we're going more granola bar, then I'm out. I have no idea.
Okay.
Jimmy's reflecting on the sound. He's trying to play it again in his mind. He's doing...
Well, let me tell you what's been wrong so far.
An auditory rewind.
We had a guess of frozen chocolate eclair. That's wrong.
Yeah. Hold on. Here's Chris. Chris, what's your guess?
Patty, is it a Dorito?
Oh,
no.
It's not a Dorito.
All right, what do you got?
Christmas
was last week.
A 5-day-old Pop-Tart. Well, 5-day.
Oh.
No, but you're in the right category.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. I can't tell what
it's shredded wheat. It's just
that makes so much sense.
Same family as
the first time nobody's won.
What flavor?
Maple syrup.
312. Next week. It's time now for Nick D's show. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Don't forget Stage 773. Their pub crawl is coming up on October 7th. Go to Stage 773, their website, and their also their Facebook page for the homecoming campaign. And that begins at 5 o'clock again. Stage 773 over there on Belmont, over by on Sheffield. Is Belmont and Sheffield?
Yeah.
They're over there. You can find it.